boy's heart is always willing, and his flesh is perpetual. It hath no end, though it hath the beginning. And it hath no end. And what keepeth it from having it? What keepeth it from its end? 'Tis the ongoing, never dying, unchanging will of the Spirit that willeth. For there always be two that are bound to it, the Master and the Lord. The Master's flesh cannot come to naught, thereby breaking the death of the boy. His flesh has not come to naught. It cannot come to naught. It can only transcend. It can only remorph. It can transcend, but it cannot end. The Spirit is always willing. It rules the heart of the child of the Master day. 'Tis this trio, though they be one, though they be inseparable, they stand as three, their might is one, their powers is three, their hand is one, their vision as three, and yet they have the eye of one. It is this eye that gazed ever so deeply into the eye of Moab. It is this eye to which Moab gazed ever so deeply into the heart of they, into the heart of the child, the son, and made him to know that which is known and ought not ever be forgotten. 'Tis the Spirit that is always, ever willing. When the Master they set forth an intention, 'tis the Spirit will that brought forth this, only to comply with the destiny of the flesh of the Master. As the Master's flesh continued towards destiny, and that which had been foretold had then come to pass, it is in this standing that the flesh of the Master from the bowels of the earth brought forth a child. The child unlike any other, one unknown to all and known only to himself and the Master, for it is the will of the Spirit. This child, being neither identifiable is the incarnate of the Master. Knowing this, the will of the Spirit was boundless. This passion could run all spectrum. The fullness of its will could be made manifest through the child, for the child perverse and yet not corrupt. The child stood as the Master they, both he and she, for there is no disunity. Fool be ye not. there is no she, for there cannot be a he, either neither. There is one, that is the flesh of the Master Name. And this child incorruptible, perverse from the bowels of the earth,